Hey guys, welcome back to our channel.
Hey guys.
What the hell?
Sorry. Oh my god. Hey right. Guys, it's another day.
It's me and Ale, you know.
Back at it again.
For real, son. Yeah. Today, actually, this week, we're just going to have one day.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's not coming into work tomorrow.
Nope. Just got an important day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Can't really miss it. But we compromised on making it longer today.
Yeah, whole hour.
Yeah, for you guys. Yeah, so I guess our question to you guys is, what's your guys' thoughts on the Supernatural?
Yeah, what is your thoughts?
Yeah,
Angel.
Mine. Oof. I mean, I'm a big believer in it, only because, well, I mean, I don't want to say because I'm Mexican, but you know.
But because I'm Mexican.
Yeah, because I'm Mexican. That's the real thought on things. I mean, we kind of grew up on the fact of, like, our parents telling us these things. I mean, it was mostly to scare us, but, you know.
El cucuy.
But, I mean, over time, I just got curious to see if things were real. And at least to me, they are. I don't know about you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by it. You can feel it in the air.
Yeah. Just, like, even, like, vibes at, like, people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. Like,
it's all energy.
Yes. Yes. It's all energy. Bad energy, good energy. You're, like, just in places where you, like, hang out with, even.
Yeah.
At work, you know, just,
It's kind of, like, let's say you meet someone and they give you the, como se dice, the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
So if you ever feel like that with someone, it's their...
It's better to stay away.
It's their vibes that they're giving off are not good. And also, it is your intuition telling you to stay away from that person.
Yeah, that's our way of our body telling us, hey, this person is not good. You know, back off.
How to protect yourself.
Exactly. It's a way of protecting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a self-defense.
Yeah.
You know, it tells us beforehand. And sometimes we tend to ignore them because our minds were like, oh, you know what? Don't judge a book by its cover. But it's fucking bullshit. It's a lie.
Don't judge that book, bitch.
Yeah, for real. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, fuck.
Yeah, you have to be careful who you're around because some of them may not want the best for you. Just like there's evil spirits, there's evil people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some people communicate with those spirits. To do you harm.
Yeah, that's true. That's scary.
But that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that's another topic. That's kind of more on, like, witchcraft.
Witchcraft, yeah.
Yeah, that's more on that. I mean, and also even just, like, them thinking negative about you can actually, you know, have a big effect in your life.
Yeah, it can cause stomach aches.
Headaches. And then you gotta realize, like, all that negativity... If you let it get to you, your life is just going to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just kind of have to ignore that. And you just do you. You know, if you're a positive person, you know, keep being positive. Don't let them bring you down. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you're going to have haters no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, and it's people that you don't even expect sometimes.
It'd be your own family sometimes.
For reals. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have cousins like that. Why don't you fuck?
We all do.
Yeah. And it's funny because they're jealous of the person you are, even if they're more successful than you.
Yeah. I see that.
I like, that's happened to me because I have a cousin who's a doctor.
Okay.
And, like, it's because the thing is, in my family, like, my parents, my brothers, we're close to each other. So, like... I could hit up my brother and be like, hey, well, you know what? Let's kick it. And then him and his brothers, they're not like that.
Oh.
You know, so it's like, I guess it's that jealousy of, like, family orientated.
Mm-hmm.
That they look for. So, I mean, not everybody's going to be happy. Like, you can't have all the money in the world and be happy.
Right.
There's always something going to be going on. Or, like, if you're, like, family orientated, you're not going to be happy money-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really, you know. There's no equal equilibrium.
Yeah.
If you want to say, you know. So it's either either or.
That's the thing, yeah. You have to pick and choose.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck.
So have you had an experience with the supernatural?
I've had a shit ton. But I, like, I've said in our very first episode, I'm the type of person that fucking fuck shit up. So I know I bring shit to me.
Yeah, like you call it to you?
Yeah, because I mean, I do dumb things.
Like what?
Oh. When I was, what, younger? Well, I'm not that younger, like a couple years ago. I went to Mexico and my cousins played the Ouija board at the graveyard.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, that's sketchy.
That's creepy.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, graveyards over there are fucking scary.
They're freaking huge.
Yeah, no, that... fuck that.
And the tombstones are all different, so it looks even creepier because some are all tall.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see behind them.
And we got these, like, little, like, house shelter things.
Yeah. Some of them have air conditioning in them. Those are the mafiosos.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like a whole freaking hotel in there.
Oh, shit. Even after they're dead, fuck.
Yeah. Must can't relate.
For reals. That's scary.
Yeah.
Ah, fucking mafia, man.
Could you imagine?
I mean, enough to have all that money just for you to have die in your own grave, have air conditioning? Come on.
Yeah.
You know, just put me in a fridge in that case.
Right?
Fucking stupid. But, I mean...
So, what happened when you played that game?
Fuck. Well, I mean, in your mind... your mind plays tricks on you. So, it could have happened or it could have not happened.
Right.
I'm not sure. But, like, I started seeing things there. Like, shadows. But, like I said, your mind can play tricks on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't even know if it's, like, actually happening or not. And, yeah, they played and then... My cousin said that it followed him home.
What the hell?
Yeah, I've never had the guts to try it. I've never wanted to play. Because, well, no.
So you were just watching them play?
Yeah, I've been around people that just have played it. And it's a weird feeling. Like, it's an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel it in...
The air?
Yeah.
You feel like on edge?
Yeah. Like if you're being preyed by like a tiger or whatever. That's how you feel. Mm-hmm. But I know... Like... Yeah, your mind just plays tricks on you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think it was that day. I don't think like something was following us. I think it's because like the fact of like, oh, we're playing the Ouija board at a graveyard. Yeah. You know? I think it was more towards that. Because, I mean, none of us really got hurt. I think if we would have played and something did follow us home, it would have hurt us.
Yeah.
Or, like, something, you know? But it didn't, so...
So your cousin said that it followed him home?
Well, he thinks. Supposedly that throughout the days that he would see... And when he was sleeping in his room, he would see, like, a shadow. Like, walking. Because he tends to sleep with the door open. He's one of those weirdos. Yeah. So he would see something walk across the hallway. And I'm like, and you never cared to, like, check it out or anything. He's like, nah, I'm like, I'm not stupid. I was like, yeah, you are, because you played, you know?
Yeah, you're like, well, technically.
Well, I guess.
Now that you mention it, you kind of are stupid.
Kind of. No, you are. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of things. And then, of course, when I was in Wyoming, good old Wyoming.
Good old Wyoming.
Good old Wyoming. Yeah, there was this one bridge, this little town called Laramie. There's two bridges there. The only two bridges in the town. So, those bridges, they lead into town. At least where I was staying from. They lead into town. So, you have to take, it's like the highway. So, it's the main street, the highway. And then, you cross through these houses. And in the middle of the houses, there's a bridge that crosses over the train tracks. So there's a bridge for people, and then there's a bridge for vehicles. So obviously, the one with vehicles, there's no sidewalks. It's because it's a small bridge. So that's why they made the other one. Mm-hmm. So you would cross through there. And it was a long bridge, like, honestly, like, long. It was probably, like, a good, like, quarter of a mile.
Damn.
So it was a long bridge. And I remember I was walking by myself. I was going into town.
What time?
I want to say it was probably 8 o'clock at night. Mm. So it was right after school. I went into town because my buddies, they had rented out a house. So they were staying in the house. And of course, my other buddies were with me because we all lived in the same apartment. But other buddies had a house. So we, you know, I was going over there to kick it with them to chill. And
my other madre.
Yeah. But my other friends had already had left before me to the house because I had my last class was later in the day. So I had to stay. So they were already there. So they had told me if they wanted to pick me up. I was like, nah, it's not that far. So I'll just walk it. So yeah, I was walking. I got to the bridge. And literally, as soon as I got to the top of the... Because you got to climb. Like, it's weird. You have to climb stairs, and then there's a turn, and you climb more stairs. So it's like a weird turn.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty high bridge. And so when I got to the top of the bridge... I already felt like someone was watching me from the other side of the bridge. So you gotta realize, this bridge is completely dark because there's no lights on the train track. And then the only lights you could see are across the way, which are the ones for into town. So that bridge leads into the middle of the town. Well, not middle, but like towards the middle, but on the side of the, like the very beginning of the town.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk into like the street, the main street right there. There's a bunch of bars. So you could see the bar lights. And it's, like I said, it's like a good quarter mile. And I was walking, and like I could feel like someone was watching me. Like someone's at like the end of the bridge, like watching you.
Yeah.
You know? And it was uncomfortable. And I got like towards the middle, the like halfway point of the bridge. And like I felt like that stare, instead of being in front of me, was now behind me.
Oh.
So it's like it gives you like... goosebumps.
Yeah.
You're just like, ugh, you know? So, I kept walking. I made it to my friend's house. And, so yeah, we were all there just chilling. And then, yeah, it got to like, what, like 12, 1 in the morning? And the people that I hanged out with, everybody's been older than me, usually. So those people were of drinking age. I was what, at the time, I was what, 18, 19? And so, I mean, I wasn't drinking. Plus, I mean, I had already gone through it. I mean, maybe in Mexican.
Mm, yeah.
You know, you start drinking kind of young. And so I was like, I'm not going to get drunk. I've already been through this. I'm just like, whatever. So my friends were drinking. And then I had to come back. So I went back to town, or not to town, to the apartment where I was staying. And my buddies were already too drunk to take me back home. So I was like, fuck. And then, of course, they're not going to let me borrow their car.
Right.
So I was like, fuck. So what do? I have to walk back. So I'm walking. And at the time, my mom had given me a rosary that I was wearing.
Wait, but what time was this?
It was like 1.
Oh, damn.
Wait. It was late. It was pretty late. I was walking back. But it's like, it's that town where like there's not a lot of like crime. So you feel comfortable no matter what time it is.
Okay.
So, but like that day, fucking for weird some reason, I got back on the bridge and I felt like someone was watching me. And like I said, like towards the middle of the bridge, like that's like when like that staring just kind of goes into the back of you. And like you feel like they're down, like breathing down your neck.
Oh, damn.
So all I remember was hearing like kind of like tapping sounds. But then I had realized that when, because I looked down, because I had my phone with me and I had the light on, because like I said, it's dark. And I looked down and I had realized that the rosary had ripped. Yeah.
Oh, it ripped. Hell no.
And me, I picked up all, like, as much as I could. And then I guess I got scared. I ran back. And I was, that's like a good, like, mile or two. From that bridge to the apartments.
Wow.
And you're walking on the side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So like if someone were drunk, it would have hit me easily. Luckily nothing happened, you know? I got back to my apartment. There was another roommate of mine in the apartment. He was already sleeping. It was like one. I got home like around 1:30. And I got home. I locked everything. Boom, boom, boom. Cause like I felt like someone was like behind me, like watching me, and like following me. So I locked everything, locked the window, everything. And then I closed the door, and then I just kind of, in my way of like, I was up, but then I kind of knocked out and I fell asleep. And then I got up, it was during the weekend too. It was like, what, Sunday maybe? Well, that happened Saturday, and then I woke up Sunday morning and I told my buddy about it. And then I showed him the rosary, and it was like, it was completely like ripped. I was like, that's
hella creepy.
Yeah. And I didn't feel like someone had pulled it or anything. It just kind of ripped. I was like, what the hell? But you know, I don't know if there's bad things in that town. You never know, you know, because it's small towns.
Maybe something happened there. Didn't you tell me that there were, that you guys, well, the police found a house with a bunch of bodies buried under it, and there was, I guess he was like a, like, oh, a murderer? Like,
yeah,
a,
yeah, so there was a, I guess, well, not guess, there was a murder back in the, I want to say 60s or 70s. So he would murder, it was kind of like a Ted Bundy deal.
Right.
You know? So this guy would pick up girls from the college. Because, I mean, it's a university town. The university's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So his house, okay, so that's weird. So you know how I was telling you about those bridges, right? So his house, if you cross the bridge, the one where with cars, that one, you make a left, the first street, you make a left, and all the way down that road, his house is there. So that house was already there. But that house, on the walls, it had, like, written names of women. So, like, that's all of the house. You gotta realize, all the house.
So how big was that house?
That house was pretty big.
It was how, like, big?
What? I don't mean square feet. I mean, I don't know.
No, but, like, it was two-story.
It was one story.
How many bedrooms?
But there was, like, three bedrooms.
Okay, it was pretty big.
And then, like, two bathrooms, a kitchen, and living room. So it was pretty big for a house, you know, especially in a small town. I don't think there was two-story houses. I mean, there was apartments, but...
Oh, really?
I don't remember. Maybe on the newer side of Laramie. But at the time, I don't think there was. And... So, yeah, there was names on the walls. And apparently, years before I even was there, they had dug up bodies there of women. And I don't think that was all of them either. Like, I think he, like, hid them throughout town. Because, I mean, the town was small. And imagine if it was smaller back in the day. So there was a lot more land. So I feel like this guy just dug them everywhere. Because there was a lot of names.
Wow.
I don't think they found all of them.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of hard. But, yeah, that was okay. I don't remember the guy's name, though. He told me, but I don't remember. I thought that was sketch.
So it could have been one of the people murdered in that house. Or maybe even his spirit.
On the bridge?
Yeah. Was it close to there?
No.
Like at all?
Nah. It was another... Well, it was kind of like... Because it's the two bridges, but they're like miles apart.
Oh.
So they're pretty far from each other. Like a good like 2-3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the house is still... down that bridge, it's still like another like 3 or 4 miles down.
Mm.
So it was pretty far away from that other bridge. So I don't think it was him. I think there was something going on there. I mean, because it was the train tracks. I mean, the train tracks were abandoned. The train never really went through there. It was rare because there was a little station there where I don't know if they had workers there or I don't know what the hell. But I know the train would pass maybe once a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was weird. I mean, I don't know now, obviously, but back when I was going to school, maybe at least a month. But who knows?
Wow. Yeah, that's nothing. The train passes here a few times a day.
Yeah. Yeah, not even a few times. Quite a bit.
Right?
Like, I mean, we're constantly having trains pass through here.
So that's a really small town.
Yeah, I mean, it's small. I mean, population-wise, I think when there was no students, I think it was like, what, a good, like, 2,000 people?
Wow.
And when all the students came back, it was like a good, like, 20,000 people.
Wow.
So it would, like, fucking, like, 10 times. Because, I mean, there was a lot of students. And the town was small, like I said, and fucking... There was, like, a little bit of businesses. But it was a good town to be in because, like, you would concentrate on your studies.
Yeah.
Because it was small. I mean, yes, people would throw parties, but it's not the same as, like, if you were to go to, like, UCLA or bigger cities. There's more distractions.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for sure.
Yeah. So, like, we would get our stuff done. And... I mean, on the weekends, if we were bored, we could literally drive to Denver. It was like an hour and a half away. So, like, we were close to big cities. Well, we were close to Cheyenne, Denver, Fort Collins. So, I mean, when you were bored, just head out of town and go into those towns or yeah. those cities and you're fine. And then, of course, there's always off-roading. There was a place called Happy Jack. The Happy Jack truck. That thing was so fun. So all the off-roading vehicles, like the trucks, all that stuff would go up there. And up there, there's like a little like camping site. So that during the summer, since a lot of the students are gone in the summer, they would gather up there and just bonfires.
Oh, okay.
So it was pretty cool. It was like what you see in movies, like your typical like American movie.
Yeah.
Like it was that kind of deal. And... I remember when they had come back from vacation, at the time I had bought a truck. So this is my first time I've ever bought a vehicle. So it was a truck. I bought myself a truck, a diesel truck. I remember.
Oh, nice.
And it's funny because this truck, I bought it off a girl that I was dating at the time. Mm. So her dad had given her the truck, but she didn't like the truck, so she had bought herself a car.
Oh, wow.
So she had left the truck, like, abandoned. At her parents' house. So when I went to go meet her parents, I noticed the truck. It was in the backyard. And I was in the back with her dad drinking beers. He knew I was underage. She was older than me. But he knew I was underage, but he knew that I was responsible.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of person that when I drink, I don't get, like, fucking shit-faced.
And it's not like it was your first time drinking.
Exactly. So... I had already told him that I had drank before and stuff. So we were drinking. And then I just kind of asked him about the truck. And he's like, yeah, I had bought it. Well, I had given this to my daughter, but she didn't like it. So I told him what he was going to do with it. He's like, well, nothing. It doesn't run. So I told him, I was like, I'll buy it off of you for like, I think at the time it was like, what, $400 that I had. And then he's like, yeah. He sold it to me. And then I fixed it up. Literally, I invested maybe in the truck, like, what? Like, another $400. And it ran. And it was it was lifted. It was a nice truck. So that truck, I remember when my friends came back, I took it. We took it to Happy Jack. And then, but this, we had gotten lost. But it was weird because I took the wrong turn by accident.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I had been there before, but, like, it was already kind of getting dark. But instead of making a right, I made a left. And no one has ever gone that way.
Oh, my God.
So we just kind of kept going, kind of exploring. And it was interesting because there was, like, it's like a shed back there. That's, like, a weird shed. I think people still live in it. But at the time, there was no one there. So my friends kind of broke into it.
Kind of?
Well, they broke into it. And, yeah, there was a lot of weird shit in there.
Like what?
Like, there was a lot of, like, kind of, it's, like, I don't want to say it. It's, like, hillbilly. But, like, like animal like pelts, stuff like that.
What's that?
So like, so the skin and stuff.
Oh.
So I'm guessing they were hunters. It was like a hunting, like what is it called? A hunting
ground?
No, no. What is it called? It's like a little shelter thing. It's like a little house. It's like a little outhouse thing, where I guess hunters go and like hang out there, or if it's too cold, they hang out in there, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I think there was no one. I don't think anyone lives there. I think it was just kind of like used as like a little shelter thing. But yeah, it was weird. It was animals, and I mean they weren't fresh; they were old. So I'm guessing they would skin them there.
Oh, I see.
And then they would take the meat and they would leave the fur behind. Yeah, sort of that deal. It was pretty cool. Well, weird.
How are you? How may I help you?
Yeah, sorry guys, we're at work. Yeah. But yeah, I mean.
And your passport?
Yeah, guys. So I mean, my experience there in Wyoming was pretty cool. I liked it.
Okay.
I mean, I would go back. I'm not gonna lie. It was a fun town to be in. I met a lot of good friends there. I think, yeah, next year I'm going to one of those friends I'm going to his wedding next year. So he invited me. Just gotta drive. I'm gonna drive. Fly to.
Yes, he's still on here.
Good old Iowa. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my college years were pretty fun, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Never thought I would have fun in a small town of Wyoming. I think I like the country. I mean, I don't know about you.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been, I think.
You've never been to, like, an open, like, country place?
What do you mean?
I mean, like a good, let me see. Have you been outside of California?
Yeah.
Like, well, besides Mexico. Like, into a different state of the United States.
Arizona?
I mean, it counts.
Does that count, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think considering country is, like, towns where, small towns, where there's not really much of a, like, city life. Like, big city life.
What is it called? Yeah, like, over there, like, I forgot what it's called. Phoenix.
Now, Phoenix is a fucking big city, though.
No, but I went where there was nothing.
Oh, so you went on the outskirts of Phoenix.
Yeah, that's where my grandma's family lives.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, no, I mean more like a small town. Like, what's a good, kind of like thermal?
Mecca, out there.
It's a little bit more countryside.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
No?
No.
It's fun, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, what do you do? I mean, you do a lot of things. I mean, like, back over there in Wyoming, we would go hunting.
What would you hunt?
Rabbits.
Aww.
Rabbits, yeah, we would kill rabbits.
Inside.
Yeah, a little bit if you want. Yeah, rabbits are fun to hunt.
Let's say it.
Yeah, but it's a way of life. You know?
No.
You don't know.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would definitely go back.
You would want to live over there?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I like the life over there.
What?
It's because I think California is great and all, but like, everything's expensive. Everything, like, te cobran para todo, you know?
I see, dude.
So, like, over there, I mean, you can have fun free.
Yeah.
You know? And it's crazy. Like, I mean, here, what, city life is more like, having fun is more like going clubbing, bars, stuff like that. Man, over there, I mean, yeah, you have bars, but you have, like, rodeos. You have, like, dirt biking, all like a lot of like outdoor stuff, hiking, because there's more open things
yeah
than here. I mean, here, yeah, you can go hiking, a trail, but it's like a lot of people are there.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Over there, it's like it's more open and you don't feel that like danger that you feel here. You know?
Yeah.
Like over there, I feel like everything's open up. People seem more friendly. I mean, they were racist, but like once they knew you, they were more like, they were more
accepting,
but they were nicer. Mm-hmm. Like people here are rude as fuck.
Oh my God, I'm tired of these people.
People are rude. And over there, I mean, I'm not generalizing, but I thought it was a better, I liked it over there more. Like here, it's great. Like I said, I've all my life here, but it was better over there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my experience, at least here in my life for now. You still got a long life to go.
Sí, primero Dios, we'll be here for a long time. See more ghosts.
Yeah, with this fucking coronavirus.
I know, dude. Can't even go out for a milkshake.
I know, it sucks. Like, yeah,
we're low-key putting our life on the line coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know where these people have been.
Not even low-key, more like high-key.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like you said, you know, these people come in and out and stuff.
And then they come from all over the world.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty sketch.
And then they don't give a fuck. They're not wearing their masks. They, like, want to come into the guardhouse. It's like, have some respect.
These people act childish.
Hell yeah.
Like, really childish. And it's like, man, you guys are fucking, like, old. Like,
they're literally grandpas and grandmas.
Exactly. Why are you acting this way? That doesn't make sense. But, I mean, a lot of these people feel privileged.
Yeah. Literally, I just had a phone call of a person that's renting a home, not even the homeowner, complaining about her neighbors because of a fucking TV. They're watching on TV and she's complaining about that. Like, first of all, get a hobby, Karen.
For reals. Get a fucking hobby.
Stop staring into your neighbor's door, neighbor's windows, you fucking creep.
For reals. Fucking put some earplugs on.
Yeah. And it's like, it can't really be that loud. She probably just saw the TV on, like the light. Because we live in a country club, so she can technically see in their backyard because it's all connected through a golf course.
Yeah, but it also, the thing is that it also echoes in here. So in the golf course, it echoes. So what it seems like normal to you in your house, it could echo in the golf course. Mm. And it seems louder.
Still.
I mean, it's still stupid, though.
Karen is relaxed.
Karen.
Did you hear about that Karen here in the valley? Where she was telling a street vendor off?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I thought that was stupid as fuck.
Yeah, fucking racist bitch.
Yeah, I mean, there's gonna be racism everywhere, but
that should not be okay.
It's not. But, I mean, you gotta realize, us Mexicans, we do it too.
How?
If you go to Mexico,
oh,
I mean, it's bad.
Why? Because our English is broken?
No. Like, it's bad. Like, I'm talking about, like, not just Mexicans, but, like, what is it, like, more, like, Central America, South America, like, Guatemala, stuff like that. Fucking people are rude to them.
Really?
Like, hardcore. Like, it's bad. Like, even at, like, the border from there, like, from, I don't know what borderline is Mexico at the end, like, but, yeah, that border is fucking harsh. Like, when, you remember, what was it? Was it the Salvadorians or the ones from Guatemala?
Uh-huh.
The ones that came walking.
Uh-huh.
They fucking, Mexico treated them bad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They treated them horribly. And I'm just like, I mean, we get mad that, oh, people are racist to us. But, I mean, we really got to think about us to them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a two-way
highway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I feel like people, I mean, racism is going to happen everywhere, but I think people are just rude to each other.
Yeah. don't have like a, like they, people are selfish.
Yes.
So if it's gonna, in a way, bother them, hinder them, anything that has to do with their little circle, they're gonna get offended. They're gonna get upset.
Yeah.
Which is fucking retarded because we all have to share this fucking planet.
Exactly. I mean, how come animals can get better than us?
Exactly. I mean, they might eat each other a little bit, which is fine.
But that's part of the ecosystem.
That's part of the ecosystem, you know.
We'll they don't do it out of, like, hate.
They don't do it out of, like, you know what? That bitch, the rabbit over there talking shit. I'm gonna go eat it.
Exactly.
Like, they don't... No.
They do it, like, because they're hungry.
They're hungry. Yeah. Survival instincts. Fine.
Exactly. And we
but do we're just little bitches.
Yeah.
Low-key?
Not even low-key. Like, high-key. We don't give a fuck. It sucks.
It does. But what can you do? We were born into this shit.
For reals. Fuck, man.
So we've talked about a lot of stuff today, you guys. Going a little bit everywhere. But that's cool. It's kind of like how Angel and I's conversations go in real life.
Yeah?
We're just all over the place, huh?
We're random as fuck.
Random as fuck. Talk about everything. And there's always goals somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's our way of connecting.
We like the same shit a lot. We like a lot of the same things.
We do. We really do. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I've never met someone as close as to, like, liking the same things that I do as you.
Same. Nobody gets me. When I talk about conspiracy shit, like, everyone's just like, okay, you crazy bitch. Fucking, yeah. And I'm like, you don't fucking understand what the government's doing to us, motherfucker. And it's like, they're just like, relax.
Chill. Take a chill pill.
And then when I talk to you, like, about Illuminati or something like that, you get it.
Yeah. I mean, we have the same beliefs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this fucking disease was created by a government.
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't know which government, but...
Some government.
Yeah, I mean...
1000%.
I'm pretty sure they're trying to put fear in us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just to keep us in line.
Freaking, they're trying to control all people.
Yeah. I mean, but what better way than a pandemic?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this way we can have all the people that don't want to follow us die. Mm-hmm. And then have the people who are scared follow us even more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so...
And that's what we're doing. We're looking at the news literally every hour because we're scared.
And look, if you realize it, like, how, like, people started not caring about the corona anymore. And now what comes out? Fucking murder hornets?
I saw that shit, dude.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I'm like, we can't catch a break?
Like, 2020's been a shitty year, guys.
So, where are they at, though?
I think the first... I'm not too sure. But I think the first one was found in Washington.
But...
So, that's like 2 states away from us.
I know. I gotta go home.
But the good thing... I mean, most people are like, oh, you know... Yeah, they can kill a human, obviously. But a lot of people think it's like one sting and you're done. Nah, it takes like 30 or 40 like stings. So I mean, you have enough time to get away from it.
Yeah.
Like, but the bad thing about these hornets, or wasp or whatever they're called, their legs, they got like little hooks. So they hook onto you.
Oh my god.
And then they sting you. So I mean, it's gonna be harder to take off.
Ugh.
But I mean,
they give me asco.
And it's a horrible pain. Like, it's horrible. Like, I saw this video on, who was it? Coyote Pearson, the guy's name. And he literally took a hornet, like, one of those, and he stung himself. And, like, this full-ass grown man crying.
Wow.
Like, it was that bad. So, imagine getting, just once. Imagine getting stung 2-3 times.
I saw a video of a rat getting stung, and that shit was sad.
Yeah.
It, like, took it down.
Dude, yeah, for real.
They murdered that rat.
Right now, right before Steven left, I was watching this video. What was it? It was that hornet with a praying mantis, I believe. Mm-hmm. But the praying mantis ate its head off.
Yeah. Oh.
So it killed the hornet.
Okay, so you need to show me the video of the big guy crying. I need to see that before we end our shift.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad, but it's funny. Oh, there's a car.
Hello.
Yeah, guys, we're at work still. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we can't catch a break. So
can't catch a break. First is Corona. Now
another fucking hornet.
Now we gotta watch our back from the hornets.
What's next? For reals. What, fucking zombies?
I don't know, but I was watching this video on YouTube of how do they say una vidente in English?
Oh, fortune teller.
And she said that June is gonna be even harder, and that the government is gonna release information in June that's gonna impact us all. And I was like, bitch, no. I'm like, done. We're done. Like, let's chill. Let's.
June's gonna be harder. Fuck.
I'm like, really? That's my daughter's birthday month. The fuck? I'm supposed to be celebrating, not worrying about doomsday.
Oh, man. Fuck. That's gonna suck.
Is that a murder hornet?
No.
Okay.
Is that no?
So we saw a bug on the.
It's a moth.
The window of our job, and I was like, "Wait, is that a murder hornet?"
No, it's a moth.
All scared.
Already panicking.
I'm already panicking. I saw it on Daily Mail this morning.
The murder hornet.
Yeah, and I was like, "Nah, it can't be that bad." But then you mentioning it emphasized it more in my head. So now I'm gonna be thinking about it. So now I'm gonna be scared about it. Because I need, like, so if I read something, I try not to pay attention to it. But if people in my actual real life talk about it, it scares me more. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I need, like, confirmation from other people.
Oh, really?
That it's real. Because sometimes they think that I make it up in my head.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, yeah. The
market. You're like, no, it's real.
It's real.
Be scared. Don't be scared. Just be scared.
No much.
But yeah.
Nah.
We're psycho here.
Psycho.
A little bit. So what's up with you guys? I wish you guys could talk to us.
For reals. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Enjoy having people join in.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure you can comment. Or if you can't, you can look for us on Twitter or Instagram.
I haven't even put that on our handles.
Wow.
I should. I've been slacking.
So what's your app?
Mine? Fuck, I can't remember.
Really?
I think it's like Cursed. It's like K-E-R-S-E-D. And then, I remember if it's underscore or period.
But
Angel. I don't fucking remember.
It's Kawate Pitashu.
Kawate Pitashu.
It's Cursed Angel.
Cursed.
Oh.
It's underscore, huh?
So it's K-E-R-S-E-D underscore A-N-G-E-L.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I'll respond to you guys.
Yeah, same.
You know? I mean, fuck it. Why not?
Mine is A-L-E-K-I-N-S-S-S.
S-S-S.
With my lisp. You know?
With my lisp.
Con mi pinche lisp.
You don't have lisp.
Damn,
either.
Bad Bunny's girl is cute.
She's a redhead. That's why. Well, she's not natural, is she?
I don't think she is. Whatever, we still stand.
We accept.
No, she's not. Look at her hair is brown right here.
Oh, so she dyed it.
She's so pretty, though. Aww.
For reals.
You just want to pick her up and give her a big hug.
Like he does?
Don't rub it in my face. I'm just kidding. Ila. She's so fashion. Cute. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Fucking sidetracked.
Bad Bunny's girlfriend. Sorry.
What were we talking about?
Murder hornets.
Fuck that.
But yeah, so 2020.
Shitty year,
but that's okay because it is a year of the planet coming back to life a little bit.
Cleansing itself.
Thank you, God.
So if you survive next year, well, awesome. Mm. If you don't, well, that sucks.
That sucks, but I clean myself, save the earth.
Hopefully, yeah, I'm one of those. Actually, I don't care if I die or live.
Shut up.
For real, I don't care.
Shut up.
Oh. I mean, it's... I don't know.
We're, Angel's a little...
A little crazy. I think I'm one of, like, the most in the group, in our little group. I think I'm more of the one that's, like, more open-minded.
What do you mean?
In a way, like... I'm always willing to try new things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because Steven's closed.
1,000%. It's a closed book.
He's the worst one out of all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, Christine does it because I do it. Mm-hmm. You're open too.
I'm open too, but I do have my restrictions.
Well, yeah, because you have kids.
Yeah, and also just because I believe in certain things and
yeah,
whatever.
And I'm.
But you're the most open.
To everything.
To everything.
Which is weird. I mean, I never thought I was gonna be that way, but fuck.
That's how it worked out.
It's crazy because as soon as I separated from the religion and Catholicism, that's when I've kind of become who I am now. That's what, like 2 months? That was fucking years ago.
Yeah.
That was back in what? Fuck. Back in like 2015, 2016? Huh?
I'm calling it.
Are you?
It's kind
of
late.
So do you want me to stop?
No. Continue. Or you want to end it?
Well, we could only... I mean, either way, we could only do an hour.
So,
We're only limited to an hour.
Continue and I'll call the gates. I have to do my job real quick.
Well, I mean, what the fuck am I going to talk about myself?
Your Catholicism, how you left it.
Oh, how I left my good old religion. Well, I mean, I think people are hypocrites, you know?
Yes.
So, when I was going to church, like, it was just weird. Like, I would go to church, and these people would act a certain way there. And then, as soon as, it would be over, they would completely change, like, 180, you know? 180 degrees. And it was crazy. And I just kind of got tired of it, of like all the BS people were throwing, you know, like they're one way in your face and behind your back, they're a different way. So I just kind of separated from that and just kind of became, would I consider myself spiritual?
Yeah, you are.
I still believe in God, obviously. Yeah, like I'm more spiritual. I don't follow a religion. Yeah, I follow whatever the Bible says or how it goes. You know, I do my own research. I'm open. That's why I'm open-minded, because, like, I don't close myself. Like, so, like sometimes how certain... I'm not going to say all religions, but some religions kind of close you off in a way. And, like, I feel like people should be more open. Be who you want to be. Don't be who... the other person wants you to be, you know? You be you, you know? So, I mean, I learned it not the hard way. I mean, I guess, but... yeah, just be you. I mean, there shouldn't be anyone to change you. People should accept the way you are. And if they don't, well, fuck them. And if they do... you know, they're going to be friends for life because they're going to be accepting of you and you only.
Yes, I agree 1,000%.
You know? So, like, that's why I think, I mean, yeah, Alice, well, Christian, but...
I am.
Yeah.
So she's, but I also don't believe everything.
Exactly.
I am Christian to a certain extent because I don't believe everything they preach.
Yes.
I believe in God.
Yes.
And that's it. Exactly. Like, that's my father. And I don't really subscribe to the idea of having to attend to a church or having to look up to literally a nobody like me.
Also, then you're more spiritual. You're just like me. You're spiritual. Yeah. Because you don't really follow a
pastor?
Yeah. A congregation. There it is. That's
I don't, because they have screwed me over and over. Times. Yeah. Fuck that. It's all money. It's all...
that's all they care for.
What they can get out of you, pretty much.
And those people have good-ass houses, good-ass cars.
And they're fucking slobs.
Are they?
Yeah, dude. My mom used to clean a house for a pastor at the church I used to go to. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, lived in filth.
Oh.
Like, they had a mold and shit.
Oh, wow, that's
and
bad.
They were, like, dressed in, like, Gucci and shit. But their house was, like, hecho un asco.
That's gross.
Yeah. So,
also, then you're not really Christian anymore. You're more spiritual.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we get really along, you know. So you, because you are open-minded like I am.
Right.
Like, I mean, there's, like I said, to a certain extent, I mean, I'll try anything, obviously. Anything. And I mean, I feel that's good and bad.
Yeah, it could be good and bad. You're right.
You know, like one thing is, well, I mean, everybody knows this here at work, but I'm a hoe.
Well, you were a hoe.
Yeah, I don't do it as much as before.
I feel like you're a changed man.
I've calmed down a lot.
You calmed down. You're more,
This quarantine helped.
Quarantine has helped.
It has cleansed me.
No, you're, I feel like you're more mature about things. You want to, like, I don't know if you want to, like...
I don't, okay, my thing here is, it's going to sound weird. It's, I mean, I know a lot of people might hear this the wrong way, but me personally, I mean, yours is obviously different, but I don't believe in marriage.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, I like me, my thoughts, my opinion on things is, I don't feel like a person should be married or to one person. I think we're supposed to have more multiple relationships. Like, I don't think you can live on the rest of your life with one person.
Okay.
Because, I don't know. I think it's a really long commitment that I know a lot of people can't commit to.
Oh, that's why there's high divorce rates.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, me personally, I don't believe in marriage. Only because, well, like I said, maybe it might change in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But at least up to this point, I don't believe it because, well, I don't think I can hold up that commitment.
So, let's say, how long would you stay with one person? Like, how many years?
I don't think there's a limit, though. Like, I don't know.
Until you reach that point.
Exactly. So, like, with my... 'cause my longest relationship up to now is... 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's my longest relationship, and that ended because I caught her cheating.
Right.
So I mean, if maybe we were both good to each other, maybe for a while, but I mean, like I said, things can change in the future.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can change my mind always. So at least right now it's just to that, but who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, there could always come in to that woman that changes my mind.
Yeah.
Like Steven right now.
Oh, God.
I mean, we don't like the girl, but, yeah, I mean, if he does, kind of...
Well, we have to...
Accept it.
Accept whatever he decides to do with his life, because we're no one to tell him what to do.
Exactly. He's his own man. He makes his own
decisions.
He knows
what he's getting himself into. That's all him.
I mean, like I said, I love the kid, but he makes some dumb decisions. I mean, I'm not saying... This is a dumb decision. I mean, I don't know. But he's made some dumb ones.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're talking about our coworker, by the way.
Yeah, one of our really good friends.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how he's going to handle this whole situation.
He has a baby on the way.
Yeah.
Possibly two. He is a twin himself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, it could be
a... twin?
It could be a twin.
Oh, fuck.
I'm excited for him.
And at the same time...
At the same time, I'm scared for him.
Yeah,
I mean, because, it's not easy. Well, not to go into details, but his relationship has been rocky with his partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen certain things that we don't like.
But I mean,
primero Dios, everything will work out.
But we gotta realize he's dramatic as fuck, too.
Yeah.
So he probably made things
seem worse than what they were.
Yeah.
Could be.
You know, because, I mean, he's very spontaneous in a way. Like, his reactions are very spontaneous.
Very over the top.
Yeah. So, like, he's dramatic as fuck.
I feel like he's calmed himself down.
I don't know.
But, I don't know. So, anyways, he was a type of person that was like, fuck love. Fuck all that.
He wanted to imitate my life.
Yeah.
I mean, hoeing around. I mean, that was my thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, if you're a guy or a woman, you know, if you like that, you do you, you know. Just be careful. That's all I want to say. Be careful. Take care of yourself. But yeah, he wanted to imitate what I was doing. He got caught up in this girl. You know, and, you know, like I said, that could happen to me in the future, but.
Yeah, he's like, lived with her. It's gonna have her. Gonna be a dad.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
So his life changed completely in less than What? 5 months?
Less than 6 months.
Less than 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Come away from, like, single crazy boy to, ooh, I'm gonna be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Which is... Yeah, good. It could be good. We don't know, but it could also be bad because of
the way the relationship is.
How we've seen the relationship go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
he looks excited.
Yeah,
I don't know about her. I haven't seen her since.
I don't know.
So
we don't speak to his partner.
Yeah, she doesn't work with us.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't fucking remember how they even met. Facebook,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. What? Yeah. So Angel doesn't want to get married.
Ali's already married.
I'm married. I have 2 kids. I have always believed in marriage since I was a little girl. I always knew that I was going to be with one person, and that was it. And that stands true till this day. I don't know what the future holds, you know. I do see myself with my husband forever. But obviously, if he was to do something to disrespect our marriage... Bye, Felicia!
For reals.
Same thing I'm sure he would do if I was to disrespect the marriage.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're happy. We've been together for 5 years?
For a bit
5 years in October, married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, middle. But time flies, and we'll see what the future holds for you.
Yeah. And for you.
And for me.
For real.
I get pregnant this year. Just kidding.
Hey, you never know.
No, I'm going to die and turn this late. Anyways. So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
I mean, tune in next week for sure. I mean, today, but just today's.
Today was super random.
Yeah, today was just like a off-topic thing.
We were all over the place, but that's kind of how it is in real conversations with us in real life.
Yeah, it's just our way of expressing ourselves.
I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want more of this, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I kind of like having conversations like these.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you need someone to talk to.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, if you guys want more of this, let us know, and then we're more than happy to do it.
We'll be back next week, though. Thursday. Expect us.
Don't know hard topic yet, but...
It'll be...
It'll be something random, hopefully.
Something random, something spooky. That's kind of the stuff we like.
Yeah, that's what we're really into.
If you have any ideas...
Aliens?
Oh, aliens. They just found... Okay, we'll save that for next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, aliens so, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good topic. Yeah, tune in for next week's episode.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, have fun. Stay safe. And if you're going to hold around, well...
Be careful.
Wear a condom.
Yeah.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.